We told you earlier we would have some guests into our studio, and we do have. We are thrilled to have with us Heidi Darbo from the YMCA of Coosa Valley. Heidi, welcome in. Well, it's good to have you with us this morning. We appreciate you taking time to come in.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to be here. I feel honored.
Well, you do a lot of hard work at the Y in Gadsden, at the Coosa Valley Y there. Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that you've got coming up.
Sure. So our YMCA works within the school systems in Gadsden City. We also do some community outreach with some Parkinson's patients at a clinic in Rainbow City. But our real focus this summer is water safety. So one of the big things that we're spending a lot of time on right now is keeping kids safe this summer and offering families resources and things that they can learn on just simple ways that we can keep our kids safe, whether it's at day camp or different things that you're doing. But also when you're at the pool with your kids, it's really important to watch them. So we're trying to get the word out on how to put your phone down and keep your eyes up for water safety.
And you have a national campaign about that, about putting your phone down. So often people become distracted with their phones. Mm-hmm. I know they're a good communication device and we stay in touch with our families, but it can also take your eyes off the pool long enough for someone to drown.
Absolutely. A lot of people think that drownings are loud and you hear splashes and yelling, and oftentimes most of the time it's very silent. The leading cause of death in children ages 1 to 4 is drowning. And it just takes minutes. But one of the best way, and also one of the shocking data stats that I heard is 88% of those drownings, an adult is nearby. So these aren't drownings that are happening with kids just on their own in the water. We're nearby them, right. And it's our duty to keep them safe. So we encourage families to assign a water watcher. So just even if you're having fun, you're the water watcher, Jerry. 15 minutes. Don't talk to me. Don't look at your phone. And then you assign another adult to do that.
Right. You've got to keep the children safe.
Yes, sir.
And, of course, that's an amazing statistic that many youngsters drown. It's leading cause of death in those young children.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
That's an alarming stat. And the other stat that you gave, that most of those occur with an adult present. And adults need to learn CPR to protect their children, don't they?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So CPR is something, and I'm glad you brought that up, because we're also the only lifeguard provider in the area. So lifeguard and CPR is extremely important, especially in public pools and community pools that want to keep their participants safe. So as the only lifeguard provider, we're also the leader of getting this message out. So and CPR is something that you don't, so I worked for the American Heart Association for a little while too, Jerry, I have to tell you that.
Right.
And there's something called CPR Anytime. So anybody can learn how to do compressions and how to react to somebody who needs CPR. You do not have to be certified to perform CPR.
Right.
You can learn that skill and be ready.
And also, isn't there a different technique if someone has been underwater, you pull them out to try to get the water out of them?
So I'll say this, I'm not a lifeguard and I'm not an expert on that, but we do train our guards on how to do that. And we're working with community pool managers to help train them as well on what to do. We're actually able to provide an AED to a community pool as well that didn't have one for them to borrow for the summer.
Sure.
So that's pretty neat too.
It is, and hopefully they'll not need it, but if they do, they'll have it.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
Training them to use it as well. And tell us about the national campaign that you're participating in. We mentioned it a while ago about phones down and eyes up. Let's talk about that in depth a little bit, because that's so important, keeping people alert, especially because we have so many young lifeguards out there.
Yes, yes. And lifeguarding is a highly trained skill, but we have very few people that are ready because we don't have such a great aquatics foundation for them when they're younger, the swim lessons and things like that. So, but to stay on your phones down, eyes up pledge, you can actually go online to phonesdowneyesup.org and take the pledge. And it really is pretty simple. It's actively watching children in the water, keeping my eyes on the water, avoid distractions like phones, socializing, and reading while watching children. And then to keep a phone nearby for emergencies, and remain in the water until relieved by new water watchers. So keep your eyes on the water until somebody says, hey, Jerry, I'm going to take over for you. But the other thing, too, to keep in mind is that we want to make sure we are ready for these emergencies, but we also want to prevent them. So exactly. That's how we're going to do it, is by watching the water. But you can go there and take the pledge. You can share the pledge on social media, and you can even get a wallpaper for your phone. So when you go over and look at your phone, you want to check a text, it tells you, put your phone down. So there's a wallpaper that says, eyes up, phones down.
It's a good reminder.
Pretty neat, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
How important is it for adults that carry their children to a public pool where there's going to be lifeguards on duty? And a lot of times, moms, dads, they kick back in their yep. chair yes. and enjoy the sun while the children are playing. But
yes,
how
sir.
Important is it for them to be participating in the watching the water?
Thank you for asking that. We do become complacent, I feel like a lot of families do, when there is a lifeguard on duty. But I know firsthand that things do happen, even with lifeguards on duty. We're all human. We all see things differently. So it is extremely important that adults watch their kids while they're at the pool, just to manage them too, that running and things like that can, again, preventing a situation before it happens as
right.
a parent is really important too.
Because if a child, you mentioned running around the pool, if a child fell and got hurt, it could take the lifeguard off the lifeguard stand.
Yes, sir.
Do away from the water.
Yes, sir.
And another child could get in trouble.
Yes, yes. And there's, you know, we teach how Coach Bogle is our lifeguard provider, and he has been doing it for years and years and years. And he is really good at making sure the guards know where to stand for the best visibility, where to watch, you know, for people that might be struggling or might be overconfident and that sort of thing too. So that's important.
It is. And we want them to have a summer of fun.
That's right.
We're
yeah.
not wanting to restrict any of that and
yes,
enjoy
sir.
It.
Yes,
and
sir.
Swimming and playing in the pool and the water can be a lot of fun. And
yeah.
Also, it's good exercise.
I'm glad you said that about fun, too, because being in the pool and the water is fun, but we have little access in Etowah County, especially in here, too, I'm sure.
Right.
So we're actually teaching water safety on land as well. We're teaching self-rescue skills, how to reach, throw, don't go after your friend. If your friend falls in,
sure.
you want to reach with something that can help them, but you don't go in. And we're also teaching a technique on how they can, even in open water, if you find yourself in the water, you want to go all the way down, and you want to push yourself up and propel yourself back to the shore. So we have a lot of fun with that in the gym, and we teach them. They look like, you know, kind of play a frog game, but we're teaching them to take a breath when they come up and to go all the way down and then bob back up. And you can get yourself out of the water that way.
Sure.
So it's really great technique for kids that don't have access to very many swim lessons. And I do want to tell you, we're teaching swim lessons to 80 kids this year.
Wow.
At a community pool. It's the Atala Elementary School. Atala City supported us with a sponsorship and allowing us to make all those things happen. So we are teaching 80 kids that would have absolutely no access to such
that's
things.
That's great. Are those classes closed?
Right now, this is it's through a grant, so it is closed, and it's only for this school. But our goal is to 2026, we're going to be full throttle. We're going to have all of our guards and instructors ready to go. And if a community pool will let us come in, we're going to do swim lessons for the public next year. So
all right.
That's our goal.
That's great. And you work in the schools, and if the schools want to get in touch with you to come in to teach lessons and things of that nature, how do they do that?
Yes, sir. So the best way is my email. It's a little long, so CEOYMCA CUSA Valley @gmail.com. And we'll put that on the website. Maybe we can give that to you for your website, too.
Absolutely, yeah. Tony will take care of that, I'm sure, and get that up for you. And you also have a new location.
We do. Thank you for asking. So, as you can imagine, without having a facility like a traditional Y like we've had in the past, we are in 16 different buildings, and it is a lot. So, we needed a hub, and that's what we're calling it. It's the Y Hub. It's at 1000 Nakalula Road, right behind Cahaba Cycles. And we are storing all of our pool noodles and our coloring books and the things that we have to teach water safety, but we're also storing our after-school supplies and things like that. But the cool thing we're going to be doing is we're going to be an outfitter for people that want to get outdoors and maybe don't have access to equipment to do so. So soon we'll be renting tents and camping equipment. We're also looking for donations. So if anybody has yard games or things that will get people together and outside, we are accepting donations at the Hub on Saturdays from 9 to 12. Again, that's 1000 Nakalula Road. And again, our goal is to really provide access, not just to swim lessons and to pool safety, but also for families and people to get outside and get off their phone, even when they're not near water. You know, let's get people off the phone and get them out with their family camping and things like that, too. So, and we're also looking for volunteers. We're an organization that believes in Christian values, and we're teaching that in our swim lessons too. So we go over honesty, responsibility, respect, and caring. And these kids have just, they just eat it up. They're soaking it up. So all of that will come out of the Hub. Everything we're doing with the Y will kind of be based there as our foundation and our place that, that we'll be working out of.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Let me ask you this. Families that might not have a place to go visit or resources and things like that, how can they become associated with the Y?
So right now we do offer a day camp as well at Ura Brown, and we offer scholarships for that too. So that is also closed to Gadsden City students right now, but we're trying to open these things up to the public. Sure. So anything we do, the YMCA does not deny people access for financial reasons. So the things that we're doing as far as the campouts that will be coming up and things like that, we'll have a way that you can sign up for those and pay. But we also have wonderful donors who allow us to discount things to a point where everybody can join us.
Well, good. That is a great thing. Main thing, summer of fun.
That's right.
But watch those kiddos.
Yep. Eyes up, phones down.
Absolutely. And let's protect them. Make sure that we all enjoy a summer of fun around. Now, do you have a website that people can get more information
from? We do. Thank you. It's ymcacusa.com. And there you'll find a video of me talking about all the things we're doing. But you also can sign up for summer camp. If you just want to know what we're doing, go down to the bottom and it says contact us. There's a little form you can say, hey, I want to do this, or I want to know more about this. So you can reach out that way too.
Good. Heidi, anything that we haven't discussed that you would like to get out to our listeners this morning?
You know, I'm just so thankful that God put me in this place to serve our communities. And I just want everybody to know how thankful I am for you and for all the families that we serve. So,
thank you for taking your time this morning, getting up early and driving in to
yes,
visit
sir.
With us here in studio. It's been a pleasure to have you, a YMCA of the Coosa Valley, and urging you to prioritize water safety. Heidi Darbo, we appreciate you for taking time to come in and be with us. And you can, let's give them that website one more time.
YMCACUSA.com is our local website, or the eyesupphonesdown.org. You can take the pledge there.
Absolutely. Thank you so very
Thank
much.
Thank you, dear.
Hope you have a wonderful summer at the Y.
Thank you so much.
All right. And we'll have more coming.